Hello, this is Tony Arthur from the BBC in London with the best of British folk music in Folkweave. Today's programme is devoted to the big daddy of English folk music, Cyril Tawney, best known as having been a petty officer in the Royal Navy on submarines, and you can just imagine him singing songs in the ship's mess as it travelled through the water. This time he's singing to the accompaniment of beer glasses at Hoddesdon Folk Club in the south of England. Cyril Tawney.
Well, the young Zion man was the man for me. He was born and bred in Tennessee.
With your young Zion, pull the boat ashore with your young Zion. Steady on the jig with your young Zion. He was the young Zion man.
Hand me down me riding cane, I'm off to see my darling Jane.
With your young Zion. Roll aboard the shore with your arms high. Steady on the jig with your arms high. Oh, he was the upside man.
Oh, where have you been gone so long, you Yankee John, with your sea boots on, with your arms high. Oh,
roll aboard the shore with your arms high. Steady on the jig with your arms high. Oh, he was the upside man.
Nellie's in the garden pick. In peas and her gold and the hair's hanging down to her knees
with your arms high, oh, all upon the shore with your arms high, steady on the jig with your arms high, oh, he was the arms high man.
Nellie's in the kitchen punching duff and the cheeks of her ass go chop chop chop
with your arms high, oh, all upon the shore with your arms high, steady on the jig with your arms high, oh.
Well, a hog's eye ship and a hog's eye crew, a hog's eye mate and a skipper too, with your hog's eye, oh,
all aboard the shore with your hog's eye, steady on the jig with your hog's eye, oh, you want the hog's eye man.
Well, the hog's eye man is the man for me, he was born and bred in Tennessee,
with your hog's eye, oh, all aboard the shore with your hog's eye. Steady on the jig with your arms high, oh, he was the upside man.
Recording histories are very short in the folk world because, of course, the folk revival history is rather brief at the moment. I came in somewhere around about sort of halfway, I reckon. Other people might differ about that, but I don't know. But I made a record, my first little thing, which was a little EP in, I think it was 1958. Someone's got it, so it must be true. And, I don't know whatever happened to that. I've got my copy left. Down in the West, I believe they're using them as table mats and things like that. But there's one song I loved then and I still love now, and it's that first song, that first wonderful song that Cecil Sharp collected in Hambridge in Somerset called The Seeds of Love. I still like doing it, and I intend to do it again now. I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. Gathered them up in the morning so soon, while the small birds sweetly sing.
While the small birds sweetly sing.
The gardener was standing by, and I asked him to choose for me. Chose me the violet, the lily and the pink, but these I refused all three.
But these I refused all three.
The violet I did not like, because it fades too soon. The lily and the pink I did overthink, and I vowed I would wait
till June, and I vowed I would wait till June. In June there's the red rosebud, and that's the flower for me. I pulled and I plucked at that red rosy bush till I gained the willow tree. Till I gained the willow tree. For the willow it will twist, and the willow it will twine. Wish I was back in that young girl's arms that once had this heart of mine. That once had this heart of mine. So come all ye false young maids who leave me here to complain. The grass that is now trodden underfoot, give it time, it'll rise again. Give it time, it'll rise again.
I've had a request for the Oggy Man. I'd like to explain this, but in fact it's only a two-verse song, and to take as long as I need to explain what this song is about makes it a bit ridiculous, because the introduction lasts longer than the actual song. And in any case, I've a shrewd suspicion that people just like the tune and they're not that much interested in the words anyway. But I think I ought at least to let you know what an oggy is. It's a Cornish pasty, and it's the West Country name for a Cornish pasty. And this is linked up with the fellow who used to, in the old days, up to the 1950s, used to sell Cornish pasties outside the Albert Gate, which used to stand, you know, well, it was actually part of the dockyard wall of Devonport. It's all been altered now, but this is really, I suppose, the best I can do to commemorate his memory. They've got hot dog stands and things now selling these Cornish pasties. But for the old sailors, I don't think it'll ever be quite the same as the lone vendor of Cornish pasties, who, Lord knows when he started, but certainly he went well up into the time when I joined the Navy and was spending my early Navy days around that area. Softly falling, and the oggy man's no more. I can't hear him calling like I used to. I came through the gateway and I heard the sergeant say, the big boys are coming, see their stands across the way. Yes, the rain softly falling, and the oggy man's no more. It
was here that he told me when she bade me goodbye. There's no one will miss you one half as much as I. My love will endure, dear, like a beacon in a squall. Eternal as that augy man beneath the dockyard wall. Well, the rain softly falling, and the augy man no more.
We are now going to sing the famous bell-ringing song where you have to help me out because of me puff. This is one of those songs that was written by somebody who wasn't the singer, I'm sure. Because he decided how nice it would be to imitate the sounds of the bells. Forgetting, of course, that bells neither have nor need lungs. They can go on clanging away one note after the other till kingdom comes, as long as someone pulls the rope. When you come to sing it, bit more difficult. One day in October, neither drunken nor sober, or Broadbury down, I was wending me way, when I heard of some ringing, some dancing and singing. I ought to remember that Jubilee day. 'Twas at Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never was better in Devon, I hold. 'Twas misunderstood, for the men of Broadwood gave a blow on the tenor should never have been. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that a difficult matter to beat them 'twould have been. 'Twas at Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never was better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood being naughty, they says to our party, we'll ring you a challenge again in the round. We'll give you the chance at St. Stephen's by lancing the prize to the winner, a note of £5. 'Twas at Callington Town, the bell next did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never was better in Devon, I hold. When the match it came on at good Callington, all the bells they rang out o'er the valleys below. All the old and young people, the hale and the feeble, they came out to hear the sweet bell music flow. 'Twas at Callington Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never was better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood once more were obliged to give, or they were beaten completely and done in a round. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that no better than they in the West may be found. 'Twas at Ashwater Town, then at Callington Town, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never was better in Devon, I hold.
I've had a request to do a great naval song which I didn't write, one of the few. most of the real great Navy songs I wrote myself, but there are a few others, you know. called Jenny Wren Bride. I took 2 years to collect all the words to this, and I do believe I've got all the words, but if there's anyone in the room who's got some extra verses or their granddad's got some, please let me know before the book comes out. We're dealing here with a habit in the Navy called rabbiting. A rabbit in the Navy is an item that you acquire at the expense of your employer. I think in industry, certainly in the north of England where I'm living at the moment, it's called a foreigner. And a foreigner in civilian life is the same as a rabbit in naval parlance. And the family concerned are master rabbiters. They hardly ever spend a halfpenny more than they need to. And certainly they're not going to at this wedding of the girl who's a wren, and she's in naval employment, and so are all her relations, as you'll hear, and the whole wedding is done at the expense of their lordships. I would imagine this song was made up probably at 1930s at the earliest, probably, and certainly came into prominence in the 1940s. It's sometimes called My Pusser-Built Bride, but certainly I know it as Jenny Wren Bride. Every stitch of clothing that this poor girl has on at her wedding comes out of naval stores. I've just come away from the wedding. Oh Lord, I could laugh till I cried. I'll never forget the relations I met when I married my Jenny Wren Bride. Married, I married my Jenny Wren Bride. Married, I married my Jenny Wren Bride. Her father, he works in the dockyard. Her brother, he owns a marine store. And as for their habits, well, talk about rabbits. They've got half the dockyard ashore. Married, I'm married by Jenny Wren Bride. Married, I'm married by Jenny Wren Bride. I asked her old man for a dairy. He gave me a can of soft soap, a bundle of waste and some polish and paste, and 56 fathoms of rope. Married, I'm married a Jenny Wren Bride. Present we got from her brother was 24 yards of blue jean. Her cousin, the crusher, he sent us notepaper, 6 packets of service latrine. Married and married, I'm married my Jenny Wren Bride. Her family hung flags in the churchyard, and they painted the hallway with flatten. When up stepped the bride, they all piped the side, and she tripped on the coconut matting. Married, married, I'm married by Jenny Wren Bride. Married, married, I'm married by Jenny Wren Bride. Her wedding dress, lashed up with spun yarn, was made from an old whaler's sail.
On top of her head, a dishcloth was spread with a spudnet in front for a veil.
Marin, Marin, my Marin, my Jenny Renroy. Marin, Marin, my Marin, my Jenny Renroy.
Her petticoat was made out of hessen. Her knickers were made of green baize. While for her suspenders she'd a motorboat's fenders and two posser's gaiters for stays.
Married, married, I'm married, my Jenny Renbride. Married, married, I'm married, my Jenny Renbride.
The parson got up in the pulpit. He said, who gives this woman away? Then a bloke from the hood whispered, blimey, I could. But let every dog have his day.
Marry, marry, oh, marry my Jenny Renbride. Marry, marry, oh, marry my Jenny Renbride.
Well, now I'm just off on me honeymoon. I don't know what happens tonight, but I spoke to a few who declare that they do, and they swear she's a bit of all right.
Marry, marry, I'm married my Jenny Renbride. Marry, marry, I'm married my Jenny Renbride.
We'll do Mallard, shall we? Can we do Mallard? That's, yeah. It sounds a long one, but in fact, the speed we're going to do it is going to be pretty good. Cecil Sharp, I believe, collected this off of a vicar in the village in Somerset, and when you listen to it, you could say to yourself, no wonder, he's probably the only person sober enough left in the village to be able to get through this thing called the Mallard. It's a nonsense song, or what we call a cumulative song, where a person eats his way progressively through every little part of the wild duck. And I do hope that those of you that find it difficult to come right through the chorus will nevertheless not jib at the repeated last line, which is, and now I am in debility, house and good a meat was the mallard. You can always do that bit. I have et, and what have I et? I have et the leg of a mallard. Leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, web, webby, heel, heely, toe, toey, two nippers and all. And good of meat was the mallard. And now I am in debility house, and good of meat was the mallard. I have et, and what have I et? I have et the wing of a mallard. Wing, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, web, webby, heel, heely, toe, toey, two nippers and all. And good of meat was the mallard. And now I am in debility house, and good of meat was the mallard. Come on now, I'm not hearing you joining in. Have a good old go at this. I can assure you, you might as well join in there because it doesn't get any easier. You know? I have et, what have I et? I have et the rump of a mallard. Rump, rumpy, wing, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, chinny, foot, footy, web, webby, heel, heely, toe, toey, two nippers and all. And good of meat was the mallard. And now I am eating the little house, and good of meat was the mallard. I have et, and what have I et? I have et the neck of a mallard. Neck, necky, rump, rumpy, wing, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, web, webby, heel, heely, toe, toey, two nippers and all. And good of meat was the mallard. And now I am in deep in the house, and good of meat was the mallard. I have et, and what have I et? I have et the head of a mallard. Head, heady, neck, necky, rump, rumpy, wing, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, web, webby, heel, heely, toe, toey, two nippers and all. And good of meat was the mallard. And now I am in deep in the house.
You're spending too much time laughing. People who laugh aren't singing now, come on. Eh?
I have it, and what have I yet? I have it, the bill of a mallard. Bill, billy, head, heady, neck, necky, rump, rumpy, grim, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, where, webby, heel, heely, toe, toe, took nippers and all.
And good of me was the mallard. And now I am in the bill of the house, and good of me was the mallard.
I have it, and what have I yet? I have it, the tongue of a mallard. Tongue, tonguey, bill, billy, head, heady, neck, necky, rump, rumpy, grim, wingy, leg, leggy, thigh, thigh, shin, shinny, foot, footy, where, webby, heel, heely, toe, toe, took nippers and all.
And good of me was the mallard. And now I am in the bill of the house, and good of me was the
Cyril Tawney recorded at the Hoddesdon Folk Club. And that's all from this edition of Folk Weave. So until next time, this is Tony Arthur from the BBC in London saying goodbye.